And start to find our sit bones, letting them root down into the earth. And as you do, just a gentle pulsing right below the navel towards the spine. From here, we'll start to relax the shoulders, letting the crown of your head reach up towards the sky. And begin to flood the body with the breath. And just noticing where your breath is headed today. Let's take a deep collective breath in together. And exhale to let it go. Bringing prayer hands to your heart, soft bow of the head. If you'd like to set an intention for your practice, you're welcome to do so. And start to open up your shoulders, still pressing into your hands. Again, creating that trunk support by drawing the navel in. Good. Pressing lightly thumbs against the sternum and palms together. Good. Create some action all the way through the arms. We'll start to raise the arms up overhead. Good. If you can, creating some length through the torso, through both side bodies, maybe even resting the head back. Good. Take a nice deep breath in. As you exhale, release hands down to the floor. Good, let's inhale, sweep the arms up. And exhale, release back down. Nice, let's do that again. Inhale, reaches up. And then releasing right back down. And we'll move into our lateral bends. Inhale, arms reach up. From here, placing the right hand down, left arm reaches through, still connecting with the sit bones. And then rolling that left shoulder back, opening up the armpit just a little here. Good, press into the bottom hand. And we're gonna work to connect that left hand over to the right ear, sliding back up through center. And then left ear to left shoulder, still broad through the chest, still grounding through the sit bones. Float that left hand back down to the earth. And with an inhalation, we'll take the arms back overhead. Good, cycling left hand down, right arm reaches through. Good, again, rolling back with that right shoulder just a little. When you're ready, reach for that left ear. And drawing right ear to right shoulder. Start to release back through center, both hands down to the earth. Bring prayer hands to your heart. We'll interlace the fingers, pressing the palms forward. Good. And then draw your shoulders back here. Engage the abdomen, draw it in, and press down through the sit bones. Good. If you can, like you're wearing a corset, so snuggling everything through the torso in. Nice. And then inhale, reaches up, pressing the palms towards the ceiling. Good. Again, if you want to take the gaze up, that's fine, not necessary. Nice, and then thinking about your navel, you're going to round it back, letting the whole spine curl towards the back of your mat as you press your hands forward. Good, nice little cat in the back. Keep drawing the navel in. Good, we're going to roll through the hips. So on your inhale, we'll rock forward, reaching up. And as you exhale, curling in. the head reaching up and curling right back in. Let's take one more of those. And then coming back to a normal seat, prayer hands at your heart. Okay. Let's go ahead and come onto our backs. We're gonna do a little bit with the legs. So if you wanna move any of your props off of the mat. Good, let's start with both knees bent, walking the feet back towards us. Good, hands rest down by the side. You're gonna start to scoop your right sit bone towards the torso and draw the right knee in. Good. Actively press into the left sole and then draw the toenail back on the right foot. Good. You can hug that knee with your interlaced fingers and maybe slide the left foot long down the mat. If that wasn't comfortable, you can always keep that nice bend there. Let's start to draw that knee over towards the right armpit. Maybe taking your hands behind the thigh, like half happy baby. You could even reach your right hand to the right foot. Starting to weigh down that left hip. Let's bring the right knee back into the chest. You're gonna grab it with the left hand and then draw it across the body. Right arm anchors out to a T position. Nice steady breath to support all of your practice. Make our way back through center again, walking those left toes back and placing right foot next to left. Again, we'll scoop the left sit bone up towards the ceiling, letting the low back release to the earth, and then drawing the left knee towards the chest. You could wrap it with one or both hands, and then some dorsiflexion on that left foot, stepping strongly into the right. Good, if you'd like, sliding the right foot down the mat. And when you're ready, we'll move into half happy baby. So knee comes over towards the armpit. You can thread those hands behind the thigh or even reach for the foot. And if you get a hold of the foot, actively persuading it to reach towards the ceiling, the sole shines up. Let's move that knee back through center, grabbing a hold of it with the right hand, weighting ourselves with the left arm. We draw the knee across the body. That left hip starts to roll back down to the earth. We're gonna walk the feet back in towards the sit bones, keeping the knees bent. Good. And then we're gonna shift the knees right above the hips, if you can, creating a right angle with your shins so that the shins are parallel with the earth below. Good, you're welcome to place a diamond, making with the palms underneath the sit bones, if that's too much. We're gonna do little heel taps here. So start to draw the navel down towards the spine, let the lower back release. And then keeping that same shape with the legs, we'll draw the heels down. Nice and slow, beautiful. And then when you're ready, we'll come back up with control and ease. Good. Continue on lowering the heels down, drawing the navel in to support the back here. Working into the deep abdomen. And continue with this movement. Knees stay bent. As we come up parallel to the mat, and then releasing the heels back down, still on that nice bent knee shape. Okay, let's take one more. And we'll end with our heels on the earth. This time releasing the feet down. Good. We'll set up for moving bridge. So you can take those hands out from underneath your sacrum and then walk the feet back. Point the toes in just a little bit and then rest the hands down by the glutes. Good. We'll start to roll the tail. So let's come up onto the tail first, lower back releases. And then we'll roll the tail towards the front of the room or the front of your mat, drawing the navel in. So lower back is now down on the mat. Good, try this one more time, releasing onto the tail, lower back lifts from the earth. And then curl the tail towards the top of your mat, lower back releases. Good, let's come back onto the tail. And with a breath in, you're gonna start to roll the tail forward and then press into the feet, lifting the hips and raising the arms up overhead. Back of the hands meet behind you. Good, and then lower back down. If you can, coming slowly down the spine, letting the lower back release and then lifting it up, rolling onto the tail. Good, continue on, reaching the arms past the ears, pressing into the feet, lifting the hips, and then releasing back down as you exhale the breath. Good, you'll start to find a flow. You may even start to experience some movement along the spine. And if you found some good space in the lower back through this exploration, maybe you start to shift that energy up between the shoulder blades into the thoracic spine. Good. We'll all meet back at center, releasing hands, releasing hips. And if you can, reach for one block. We're gonna take Satubandha bridge pose with the support. So same thing that we just did, but we're gonna place the block underneath the sacrum. Again, walk those feet in hip-width distance and point the toes in towards one another just a little bit. Good, if you can, wedging the shoulder blades underneath and towards one another. Good. So the core that we just worked, we're gonna start to experience it here. So if you'd like, start to squeeze the glutes. And notice if you feel anything in the torso. Your glutes are the antagonist muscle for your psoas major and minor. Good, and then let that go. So creating like a pulsing nature of squeezing the glutes and just noticing what you feel. Beautiful. Let's start to press into the feet, raising the hips off of the block and sliding the block out from underneath. Good. Lower softly down the spine. And then draw your knees in towards your chest, curling up into a nice, beautiful ball. Good. You're welcome to rock from here up to a comfortable seat. Good. And then coming onto all fours. We'll take tabletop, hands underneath the shoulders, knees underneath the hips. And knees about hip-width distance. Finding a nice little grip here, pressing actively into your palms, soft through the elbows. Good. And then can you find that nice long line from your head to your tail? A little bit of support through the navel. Let's inhale for cow pose, rolling the hips forward. Sternum shines towards the top of the mat. Good. And as you exhale, curl right back in for cat. Good. Head relaxes, tail releases down. Nice inhale here. We'll take the nice back bend of cow pose. Good. And as you exhale, curl right back around your navel. Good. Continue on with this movement. Just feeling what you feel today. Let's make our way back to a neutral spine. And then walk the knees back and out a little bit. And then walk the hands out a little bit wider than the shoulders as well. We're gonna do what's known as pelvic circles. So you're gonna sit back kind of like you would for child's pose. And then veering over to the left and rocking forward. So we're drawing a nice, beautiful circle here, coming all the way and then shifting back towards the right. Good. You can go down as low as you'd like or come forward as much as you'd like. Let's create some support here through the low back by drawing the navel in. The next time you come forward, let's start to reverse the movement, coming over to the left first and then rocking back towards the right. Good. All right. You can start to add a little bit of a cat-cow movement here if you'd like. So as you sit back, you let the spine round, navel draws in. And then as we come forward, create a little bit of arc in the back. Beautiful. Let's come back through center, walk the knees in. And we're gonna shift forward into what we call half plank. So the hips and the shoulders are in alignment. Sit bones root down towards the knees, navel draws in. And then bending the elbows backwards towards the heels, let's lower all the way down. Good. Coming into baby Bhujangasana, cobra pose. Hands move underneath the shoulders if they're not already there. Good. And then start to press into the tops of the feet. Draw the navel in. And then roll the hips forward. From here, you'll start to press into the hands, reaching the elbows back open through the chest. You don't have to come up very high. Just starting to notice the spine here as well. Good, and thinking about where your sternum is pointing, you're gonna let your gaze follow that. So maybe a little bit of Jalandhara here, tucking the chin in, rolling around the jaw joint. Good, and then really reach with the crown and breathe. When you're ready, you'll start to lower back down and bring the arms out to the side, shaking the hips on the mat, resting on your forehead. And we'll set up for round two, a Bhujangasana cobra pose. So hands come back underneath. Again, we'll press into the tops of the feet, an inward spiral of the thighs. Navel draws in, hips rock forward. And with a breath in, you'll start to press into your hands, maybe coming up a little higher. Again, honoring our lower backs here. Good. And sometimes I like to take a block between my thighs to help remind me. Let's take one more deep breath in. And exhale, release. This time stacking forearms to rest your forehead on. I think they call it alligator pose. Maybe shaking out the hips once again. Good. When you're ready, we'll take our last Bhujangasana for this exploration. Again, finding the tops of the feet, pressing in, maybe letting those knees hover, hands come underneath the shoulders. As you start to lift your tail up towards the ceiling, engage the core, and then reach the head through. Good. Beautiful. All right. Go ahead and release down. We'll make our way back to tabletop, all fours. And then all the way back to child's pose. Your choice, wide knee or narrow knee. Our way back onto all fours. We have a little bit of balance work to do. So again, setting up those hands underneath the shoulders, walking those knees in just a little bit. Good. When you're ready, we're going to float the left toes to the back of the mat, pressing through the heel so they're resting, and then they lift up as we start to square our sacrums, right? So still creating that table-like structure. Press through your heel, let it reach through the crown of your head, and draw the navel in. Good, if this is enough balance for you, you can stay right here. Otherwise, we'll reach the right arm forward. You could also rest that right pinky on the earth. Good, using your drishti or gaze to help balance you, finding the fluidity of the breath. Good, optional challenge. You can bring the right hand out to the right and the left foot out to the left. Good, making sure not to go too far. We don't want any pain in our practice. Maybe a little bit of discomfort. Good, let's come on back through center and gently release child's pose for 3 breaths. We'll come back up onto all fours when you're ready. Again, all the rules are the same. We'll draw the navel in, and when you're ready, that right foot goes back. And you can stay on those tiptoes and press through the heel or lift it up into the air, starting to draw the right hip in line with the left. Good, finding your gaze, finding your breath. If you'd like, reaching the left palm forward, kind of like you're shaking somebody's hand. Maybe resting on that pinky. Good. If you did so on the other side, maybe taking that challenge, left hand out to the left, right foot comes over to the right. And drawing the navel in, letting everything radiate out from your center. Beautiful, let's come on back through center. Gently release, and this time we'll take half dog or puppy dog. So walking the hands forward, hips stay right on top of the knees, and then pressing into the palms, letting the shoulders start to open. If you have a tendency to take this as a back bend, you're going to knit your ribs together and then reach them down towards your tail. This is definitely an appropriate variation to take if down dog becomes too much through the practice. Okay, let's walk those hands back to all fours. And create that little rocking motion from head to tail before we set up for our first Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Good, navel draws in. We're gonna rock forward enough that we can tuck our toes and then bend the elbows out towards the outside edges of your mat. From here, keeping the knees bent, press through the hands, reach the tail up, and release the head down. Good, downward facing dog is known as the inverted V. We'll try and straighten out the spine first, reaching the tail, pressing through your hands to the tail. Knees bend as much as you need to do so. Feel free to walk out your dog, bending one knee and then the other. Or maybe you'd like to take a nice long stretch, bending both knees and really pressing through your hands, reaching the tail up. Let's take a nice little jaunt to the top of the mat. We'll find ragdoll pose, feet hip-width distance, bending at the knees, toes pointing forward. Go ahead and release the head down and taking opposite hands to elbow creases. Let the torso be heavy. Start to release the hands back down, heel toe the feet to touch. You could be hip width still if you'd like. Let's roll up to standing, hands by our sides, Tadasana Mountain Pose. Good. Taking a moment to check in with our feet and check in with our hips. So maintaining neutral hips here, just like your pelvic rim has water in it, okay? So we don't want to dump it out the front or spill it out the back. Good. And then floating the palms forward, open through the chest. Let the crown of the head pull up. Good. Let's take a collective breath in together. And let it go. Inhale, reach up. Urdhva Hastasana. Palms may meet overhead. And exhale. Samasthitihi. Hands at your heart. Half Surya Namaskar, A, inhale, arms reach up. And exhale, soften the knees, pour forward, navel drawing in. Good, let's stay here for a couple of breaths, really bending the knees to help release the lower back and let the head rest. You can press your fingers into the earth or if you have a block nearby. Good, from here, let's shimmy our hands to our shins. And start to straighten out from crown to tail. For some of us, bending the knees more helps here. And then shoulders come down the back. Good, just again, like we're creating a table through the spine, Ardha Uttanasana. Let's take one more full breath in. And as you exhale, fold back over. Good, find your feet, press in. Start to reach up as you inhale the breath, Urdhva Hastasana, palms may meet overhead. As you exhale, prayer hands grace the heart. Good. Press through your feet, reach through your fingers, inhale to come up. And exhale, fold right back over. Taking the halfway lift, reaching crown and tail. And exhale, fold back in. Good, press through your feet, rise up, reaching the arms, inhale. And exhale, prayer hands at the heart. Beautiful breath, you guys. Inhale, reaches up. And exhale, fold you in. Good, halfway lift. We'll place our hands stepping back to a high plank position. We've already been there before if you want to take it to the knees. And then we'll work to lower the hips and the shoulders at the same time, bending the elbows back towards the heels. Good, moving through Bhujangasana, Cobra Pose. Elbows reach back, heart shines forward. coming through all fours and back to downward facing dog. We're going to take a couple of our sun salutations. So let's take a collective breath in and exhale to let it go. Empty a breath. We'll take a nice little walk or a step to the top of the mat. Good. Once there, inhale to reach the crown and the tail, halfway lift. And exhale, fold right back in. Good. Press to your feet, reach through your fingers. Inhale to come up. And exhale, Samasthitihi, prayer hands at your heart. Good, you could always add a back bend here. Inhale, arms overhead. And exhale, pour forward, navel drawing in. Good, lengthen out with your inhale. And place the hands and step back to either plank or half plank on the knees. Again, lowering hips and shoulders at the same time, use control as you exhale to come down. Good. Moving through your back bend and back to all fours, eventually returning to downward facing dog. Okay, let's take a deep breath in together and let it go. Once empty of breath, we'll travel back to the top of the mat, finding a forward fold. With the breath in, we straighten out the spine, halfway lift. Good, and then pour back over into your forward fold. Find your feet, press through them, come up, reaching the arms. And placing prayer hands in front of the heart. Good, last time, inhale, reaches up. And exhale, fold you in. Half lift. Place the palms down, make your way back to plank or half plank. Good. If you're in plank, you can shift forward onto the tippy toes and then lower hips and shoulders at the same time. Good. Coming through cobra pose, all the way back to downward facing dog. Can you still find that action, pressing through your palms all the way through to your tail? Good. Can you let the heels drop just a little bit more? Let's make our way back to the top of the mat when you're ready. We'll go through that whole segment, halfway lift with your inhale, and exhale to fold. Rooting down to rise up, inhale the breath. And exhale, prayer hands at your heart. Good, we're gonna take chair pose. If you'd like, you can grab a block and place it in between your thighs. I'd bring our feet out about hip width distance. Good, if you don't have a block, you can just wedge the big toes to touch, heels out slightly. Good. From here, keeping the prayer hands at the heart, open the chest up. We're going to squeeze the block or squeeze the thighs and just bend the knees. Good. Make sure you can feel all of your feet on the ground. Maybe you even start to sense the inner arch lifting up just a little bit, mimicking Mula Bandha or the breathing diaphragm. Good. And once you've found this pose, let the tail be free and you may start to reach the arms up. If this starts to fold you forward, you're gonna keep the arms out, chest stays lifted for cactus arms. Good, we're gonna play around with this. So on an inhale, press through your heels, coming back into Urdhva Hastasana, hands meet overhead. Good, and exhale, take the cactus arms, knees forward, chest stays lifted. Good, inhale, press through the feet, reach through, and exhale, right back in. Good, start to notice your core through this. All right, so the really cool thing about yoga is if we engage the core the whole time, we don't really have to do core. Good. Nice. Let's do one more together. Again, we're trying to keep the chest lifted. Good, and then come on back up, arms reaching up. And then prayer hands meet in front of your heart. Good. If you have the block, you can go ahead and remove it off to the side. Shake it out if you need to. Good. All right. Let's take warrior one. So drawing the left foot back. Right toes are going to point forward. And glance down, make sure heel to heel alignment or heel to arch on those feetsies. Good. And back toes point in just a little. From here, you're going to slide the right sit bone forward. And what this does is if we start to flare out, it hinges our whole body forward. So really engaging that. And then squaring your shoulders up with the top of the mat. Reach the arms up. Good, we should feel no pressure in the back knee. So if you do, just angle the foot in more towards the top of the mat. Traditionally, this pose is a back bend. If you feel open enough here, you may start to lift the sternum up towards the sky. Good, nice. When you're ready, we're gonna draw the left toes to match the right. Find it easiest to do so dragging the toes up towards the top of the mat. Nice. And then prayer hands at your heart. Let's take the second side. So stepping the right foot back and finding that alignment and scooping the left sit bone forward. Being mindful not to lock out the back knee or draw the left knee past the left ankle. Good. From here, you can start to reach your arms up overhead, squaring the shoulders off. For Virabhadrasana one, warrior one. And we'll find our way back to the top of the mat. Maybe letting that right big toe just travel. Good, hands at your heart. Let's rinse it out, arms reach up, inhale. And exhale, fold in, soften the knees, belly draws in. Good, lengthen halfway with your inhale. And place your hand, step back, high plank. Half plank. Down dog or child's pose. Good. You're welcome to take a vinyasa here. Good. And we'll all meet in downward facing dog. All right, optional challenge. We'll take three-legged dog with the right leg reaching up. And be sure to press through that top heel. And if you'd like, you can start to bend the knee and point the knee towards the ceiling, opening up your right hip. Good. Let's come on back through center. And then on to all fours, eventually child's pose. We'll take three breaths here. All of our challenges are optional. You have no obligation in your practice. So give yourself permission to do what best serves you. Nice, let's come on back up to all fours. You can inhale the breath. And as you exhale back, downward facing dog. We'll take three-legged dog on the second side. So left leg starts to lift up. And then if you'd like, bending the knee, stacking out the hip so that left hip floats on top of the right. Good. Stay grounded through your hands. Keep pressing the earth down and away. And breathe. Let the breath give you strength. Beautiful. Let's lower down. Left foot meets the right. And again, we'll come into child's pose for three breaths. If you like, you could take your thumb to the palm and then wrap the four fingers over the top and roll out the wrists. Let's come on back to all fours. And eventually downward facing dog. And take a walk back to the top of the mat. Moving through our halfway lift, Ardha Uttanasana, usually found on the inhale, and exhale to fold back over. Good, rise up, inhale the breath, arms reach. Prayer hands grace the heart as you exhale. Good. So we're gonna take Warrior Three as our balance today. If you guys wanna use blocks, I'll give you guys the demonstration for that. So to set it up with blocks, we'd take two blocks, a foot or so ahead of our feet, coming into kind of like a halfway lift, so fingertips on the blocks, and then reaching the left heel back, okay? And then again, this is a closed hip pose, so we're gonna roll that left hip to match the right. This could also be the equivalent of those left toes pointing straight down towards the earth, right? The foot and the hip are connected in their direction. You can direct one with the other or vice versa. Good. And then if you can, exploring the pranic connection from your heel to your head. And once you find that navel draws in, you may start to come off of the blocks, prayer hands at your heart. Or not, right? Good, go ahead and lower back down. We're gonna take an easy Uttanasana, so knees bent a lot. You can even walk the feet out and just curl over. And any of this work that we do with props helps increase our cellular memory so that when we take it without them, we may have better luck, right? Good. Go ahead and come back. We'll bring the fingertips to the blocks. Those blocks are right underneath the shoulders. Good. And then stepping strongly into your left foot, start to raise the right heel up towards the ceiling. Right toes press down. Draw the navel in. Find your front body support in this posture. Good, if you'd like, you can work to draw the prayer hands to the heart. Again, optional, no obligation. Beautiful, nice work. Go ahead and release down and take your easy Uttanasana once again. Let's come on back up. I'll bring the blocks off to the side. All right, we're gonna do one more version of Warrior Three. So we'll start with the prayer hands at the heart, feet together. And we're just gonna draw the right toes back until you're on the tiptoes with the heel lifted behind you. I'm gonna pay extra close attention to make sure the hips are lined up with the top of the mat here. Good, and then activate the whole leg by pressing through that heel. As you do, navel draws in. We come all the way through to the crown of the head. And so this is a version of Warrior Three that you can do without props. From here, if you'd like, lifting the heel up, and just like your head and your heel are on a seesaw, right? So as much as that heel lifts, the head dips and vice versa. Good, and those toes don't necessarily even have to come up. And this is the kind of work that we do to get into the pranic body, the subtle body, It's all energy moving through your system. Good, right foot meets the left. Give yourself a nice little wiggle if you'd like, rolling out the ankles. Good. We'll set up on the second side, so lining up those right toes towards the top of the mat. And then drawing the left toes back. Resting on the tiptoes, heels lifted, and then press back through the heels. Squeeze the leg muscles down to the bones. See if that can start to radiate into your core. Good, once you find your balance here and maybe your subtle body, can use that to help lift the heel up. And then the embody yoga practice, we talk about some intricate lines of energy, the heel to the head and the hands to the tail. So if you've found the heel to the head here, can you press your palms in towards one another and let that radiate to your tailbone? Good, start to release the foot, step it forward. Give yourself a nice little wiggle, shake it off. Good, let's inhale, arms reach up, Urdhva Hastasana. Then exhale, pour forward, Uttanasana. Nice, taking your halfway lift with the breath in. And place your palms, step back. Last vinyasa of the class if you choose, high plank to low or half plank to the floor. We'll take the back bend as we inhale the breath. And press all the way back to downward facing dog. Come on to our knees, bringing the feet off to one side. Have a seat back. Good. We're going to come into a twist. So if you'd like, extending the right leg out in front, you're going to cross the left foot past the right knee. Good. Some of you may be able to bend that bottom knee and bring it back, heel to the outside of the hip. Good. All right. And that right arm's gonna start to hug around the left knee. As it does, we're gonna shimmy our stomachs up the leg and then reach the left arm back. Okay, let's take 5 deep breaths in and out. It's almost as if your spine's like a slinky here and you're starting to just twist it opposite ways at the top and bottom. Maybe you start to breathe a little bit more space in between each of the vertebra. Okay, let's move back through center. I'm gonna bring both feet out in front and just wiggle out the hips. Wiggle out the knees and bring the feet side to side. Good. When you're ready, right knee bends and crosses over the left leg. Again, option to bend the left knee and wrap it towards the right hip. Again, starting to wrap the left arm to the right knee. Again, take a breath and shimmy the torso up the leg. And then step into that right foot as you twist towards the opposite side. Start to unwind back through center. We'll take one seated forward fold, Paschimottanasana. Most of us are going to take a blanket underneath our sit bones to help rock our hips forward so we don't take this all in the lower back. Okay. And so once you have your sit bones propped, you're going to roll forward, then reach back with one hand, making sure that you're not rounding through the lower spine. Good. And come to a place. Good. And then we're going to frame our legs with our fingertips. Good. Start to peel the chest forward. Good. And then bending the elbows. We'll start to draw forward. Keeping some length in the spine, we can create that rest and restore just by tucking the chin in. And to help keep this as an active posture, you can dig your heels into your mat. Notice the crown of your head. You're going to let it start to lift first, all the way back up through center. Good. We'll move the props off to the side and come onto our backs. Our last pose before rest is Sutta Baddha Konasana, your climb-bound angle. So pressing the feet towards one another, butterflying the knees, and then releasing onto our backs. If you guys need any support underneath, you're welcome to take that blanket back. Good, and I find this is a beautiful place to put blocks underneath my knees. So as gravity does its thing, I'm a little bit more supported. Do a quick exploration, just flooding the body with the breath, noticing what you notice, and sending your awareness anywhere that the body needs it to go. They say where the awareness goes, the prana flows, the prana being your life force energy. Finding your palms, you'll let them grace the outer thighs, letting the knees come back together, just like best friends. Good. We'll hug the knees into the chest. You're welcome to round your forehead up to your knees, and maybe taking some circles or rocking side to side. When you're ready, we'll set up for Shavasana. If there's anything else that your body needs before settling in, you're welcome to take it. You can move a bolster underneath your knees to help support the lower back, or keep the knees bent and the feet on the floor. This posture, and just look for that support of the earth underneath us, letting ourselves melt like cheese on a pizza. We'll see if we can relax just 1% more. Start to deepen the breath. When you're ready, bringing the life back to the fingers, to the toes. Like moving through a long stretch, reaching the arms past the ears, pointing the toes away from the body. Good. We'll take a deep breath in together and exhale out the mouth.